Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a commemoration has taken place in Omagh this afternoon to mark the 25th anniversary of the bombing in the town, which killed 29 people, one of them a mother with unborn twins. Father John Joe Duffy tells the National Novena at Knock Basilica that Chrysler was hit by a tsunami last year, but the community was lifted by a tidal wave of support. Gardaí appeal to people in coastal and island communities to be on the alert for unusual activities, with the fear that there are more drugs hidden on the county's coastline. And later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the commemoration which has taken place this afternoon to mark the 25th anniversary of the Omagh bombing. 29 people were killed, one of them a mother with unborn twins, when a car bomb detonated in the town. 220 others were injured when the explosion happened at 3:10 on this day in 1998. Relatives of the victim laid flowers at the site of the blast in the town centre this afternoon after a private memorial service. Gerard McLaughlin lost his 8-year-old cousin Oran Doherty and his 12-year-old friend Sean McLaughlin.
You definitely do think about it. Like, it's, you know, people say, oh, you move on and time moves on and, you know, everybody has to move on. And that is true to a certain extent, but you know, in reality, every day you think about them boys and you think, you do wonder what they would have been like and what they would have turned out like and what they would have done, and would you play football with them, would you went to the pub with them.
A mass was held in St Mary's Oratory in Buncrana last night, during which the three Buncrana schoolboys and two Spanish visitors staying in Donegal killed in the explosion were remembered. In his homily, parish priest Father John Walsh compared the bombing of Omagh to the dropping of the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima in 1945.
I want to take you back now to Monday, the 6th of August, 1945. That's an obscene day in the annals of human history. It's the day that an atomic bomb was dropped on the people of Hiroshima, a city of about a quarter of a million people, a city, I suppose, twice the size of Derry, was almost completely destroyed by blast or by fire. 100,000 people were injured and 70,000 were killed. The dropping of that bomb, or the exploding of any bomb, a bomb in Omagh, for example, is a horrible intrusion on normality. It makes a complete nonsense of the dignity of human beings and the little things which fill our lives. It seems to be proclaiming with a sort of global contempt that in the final analysis, individuals are expendable and human beings don't matter at all.
And that was Father John Walsh speaking at St Mary's Oratory in Buncrana last night. Father John Joe Duffy says while a tsunami hit Chrysler on October 7th last year, the local community was lifted by a tidal wave of support. He was speaking as he led the National Novena at Knock Basilica last evening. An explosion at a shop and petrol station in the village last year claimed the lives of 10 people, with Father Duffy describing the initial scene as one of tremendous shock, horror and disbelief. He says it was a day that will never be forgotten.
Up on my arrival at the site of the explosion, I immediately became self-conscious that the scale of the tragedy unfolding before my eyes was larger than anything I had ever experienced, or indeed ever wanted to experience. The initial scene was one of tremendous shock, horror, disbelief. It was surreal, and yet the fear of the worst to come was staring us in the face as I prayed over the bodies of those first to be recovered from the building. The silence was deafening. Not even could you hear a bird song other than the rattle of machinery and people trying their best to search for those who were missing. I knew that we were very much in need of prayer, but it was also a forewarning to those on the outside, to the families outside the cordon and so on, that the greatest possible tragedy had fallen on us, and I was trying, our community had its very heart ripped out in this terrible and awful tragedy. It was a tsunami that hit us, but we were also lifted by a tidal wave of support. Chrysla is a small village that few heard of. However, that was changed through this cruel and unfair tragedy that befell us. But we are surviving and we are gaining strength and becoming stronger. Our hearts will never forget those who are taking from us.
Father John Joe Duffy there speaking in Knock. Gardaí are appealing to people on Donegal's coast and islands to be on the alert for unusual activity. They say there is real evidence that the coast is being used for the importation of drugs. €4 million worth of cocaine was washed up on two beaches in Donegal last month. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace says there is a very real possibility that there are more drugs hidden along the Donegal coast.
It seemed to be very well wrapped and packaged. There's possibly more of it about. Maybe stuck in crevices or whatever, or maybe picked up by people. We don't know. Mm. It possibly happened in a transfer from a larger boat to a smaller boat. There was a boat that the guards impounded, and it was in Maharorti. And I think even talking anecdotally to people down there, it was noted that these people that were using that boat weren't that seafaring. They were probably lucky that something worse didn't happen with their lives and all of that sort of thing. So, look, there's craft moving around all the time. If you look at marine traffic on any given day, there's a lot of yachts, there's a lot of everything. So, you know, it's basically the community are our eyes and ears. We want to work with them. And what we're basically saying is people mayn't be that comfortable talking in face-to-face to somebody about it. The local district headquarters, as you know, are open on a 24/7 basis. But we have the confidential line, which is 1800 666 111.
And that was Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace speaking during the Community Garda slot on today's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes. It's been confirmed today that 18,950 children in County Donegal will benefit from free school books, workbooks and copybooks from this September under an initiative introduced by Minister Norma Foley. A €1.8 million funding package has been set aside for the scheme in Donegal. Nationwide, more than 558,000 pupils enrolled in over 3,230 primary schools, including 130 special schools, will benefit from the scheme. The scheme, the government says, will significantly ease the financial burden facing families at back-to-school time. Over €50 million has been made available in total across the country, including an administrative grant for schools that are rolling out the scheme. Minister Charlie McConnell said today it's a landmark moment for Irish education and one which he believes will provide significant benefit for families right across the county and the country. Responsibility rests with RTE to restore public confidence following the recent payments scandal. That's the view of the Public Expenditure Minister, who said this afternoon solutions can't lie solely with the government. Revenue from TV licence fees for the first week of August were down €900,000 compared to the same period last year. Minister Pascal Donoghue says while still a legal requirement, imprisonment for not paying a licence fee would be a last resort.
Great care is taken by our courts before any decisions are made in relation to detention for the non-payment of television licence. And those that are involved in overseeing those cases and reaching decisions on them take great care that any such detention or custodial sentences are the very last resort.
A woman remains in hospital following an incident involving a cyclist and a pedestrian in Derry last night. Full details of the incident haven't been made known. Access to the area was restricted as police and ambulance service personnel attended the scene at Belt Road in the Waterside area at around 20 to 10 last night. The female pedestrian was walking with her dog at the time and was taken to hospital for treatment to injuries which were sustained. Police are urging witnesses or any motorist who may have dash cam footage to make contact with them. The recruitment and retention crisis among teachers will result in students being supervised rather than being taught. That's the warning from the Sligo and Donegal representative on the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland executive. Teachers are calling on the Education Minister to overhaul the profession to attract more people, as it emerged 81% of principals or deputy principals have hired an unqualified teacher in the last year. There are at least 416 vacant teaching jobs in secondary schools across the country. Pádraig Curley, ASTI Donegal and Sligo representative, says there simply are not enough teachers available to fill the roles.
This retention and recruitment crisis has been going on now for quite a while. I think the immediate effect that you're going to have in schools is basically that there'll be students that will be in simply being supervised rather than being taught, because there's the actual specialist teacher is just unavailable. They can't be got. What management are trying their absolute best to do is try to fill those roles, but inevitably if the position cannot be got, the school will inevitably have to withdraw that subject. So it can lead in some cases then to a lack of choice among subjects. So very, very, you know, you could get an example where, for example, chemistry would be taken off the timetable, or we'd say different subjects taken off the timetable, or even an effect on the special needs education where they take teachers out of that role and put them back into mainstream because they simply can't get the teachers to fill the jobs.
Pádraig Curley of the ASTI. There's concern as a Donegal man believes his dogs were stolen from his home in Creasla. The two boxer dogs, Ruby and Lexi, were last seen yesterday morning. A cash reward's been offered for anyone who has any information. On this morning's 9 till noon show, Aidan McFadden said there's been no trace of the dogs since yesterday.
The worrying thing about it, like if one dog was still standing there, you'd be thinking, you know, one went off missing. But when the two dogs was gone and no one had seen a trace of them this long time, like, you know, it's very concerning, you know.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. In rugby, Jeremy Lochman has been added to the Ireland squad ahead of this weekend's meeting with England. The prop is providing cover for his Munster teammate, Dave Kilcoyne, who's carrying a knock. Meanwhile, Jack Conan is said to be progressing well following a foot problem. And Owen Farrell will be free to play at the World Cup and against Ireland this weekend after a red card he received against Wales was downgraded. The England captain had been sent off via the TMO bunker following a challenge on Tanay Basham. But a three-man judiciary panel found Jamie George's intervention brought about a late change in dynamics in the contact. Elsewhere, Tonga will reportedly be without former All Black centre George Moala at the World Cup. According to his international teammate Petey Aka, Moala had been banned for 10 weeks for a tip tackle in last week's win over Canada. Ireland, they play Tonga and Nantes in September the 16th. Tonga this morning ran in 6 tries and a 36-12 win over Canada. And Sia Khaleesi is set to make his first appearance for the Springboks in 9 months this weekend. The World Cup winning captain has been named at blindside for the box, meeting with Wales in Cardiff. It's Khaleesi's first game of any sort since suffering a knee ligament injury in the final round of URC fixtures. Munster duo RG Snyman and Jan Klein, they'll start together in the Springboks' second row. In soccer, Kevin De Bruyne is unlikely to play again until the new year. The Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says they're considering surgery after the Belgian sustained a hamstring injury in their win at Burnley. Guardiola says De Bruyne is expected to be out for 3 to 4 months. And Chelsea, they've triggered Michael Olise's €41 million release clause at Crystal Palace. The French under-21 winger has already agreed personal terms with Chelsea and the deal is expected to be completed quickly. Chelsea are also hoping to wrap up the €70 million signing of Romeo Lavia from Southampton this week. And Arsenal, they have completed the season-long loan signing of Brentford goalkeeper Davide Rea. The Spain international's move across London will cost Mikel Arteta's side €3.5 million plus another €31 million if they want to make the transfer permanent. And Harry Maguire's demands for a payoff at Manchester United have stalled his proposed move to West Ham. The defender's 2 years remaining on a lucrative United contract and would be taking a drop in salary at the Hammers. But West Ham have grown impatient with Maguire's lack of closure at Old Trafford and have ended their interest for now. The three officials who controversially chose not to award Wolves a penalty in last night's 1-0 Premier League defeat to Manchester United haven't been selected for this weekend's matches. Referee Simon Hooper, VAR official Michael Salisbury and his assistant Richard West won't get a game. Elite referees manager John Moss apologised to Wolves boss Gary O'Neill after Andre Onana took out Sasa Kalidic in stoppage time. And Spain, they'll play either Australia or England in Sunday's Women's World Cup final. Real Madrid winger Carmona struck the winner a minute from time as Spain defeated Sweden 2-1 in this morning's semi-final. It's the first time in their history that Spain have reached the World Cup final. Australia and England, they meet tomorrow morning. And Rangers there in Geneva for the second leg of their third round qualifier in the Champions League. Michael Beale's side hold a 2-1 first leg advantage over Servette. Kick-off tonight is at 7:30. In cycling, former British cycling and Team Sky doctor Richard Freeman has been handed a 4-year ban from the sport by UK anti-doping. An independent tribunal found he intended to make a banned testosterone drug available to one or more of his athletes and tampered with evidence. His suspension has been backdated, so it will end in December next year. Finally, in cricket, England's cricket selectors are meeting today to pick their squad for this autumn's World Cup. And Ben Stokes could be in it. The Test captain's expected to reverse his decision to retire from one day internationals to play in this tournament. That's your sport this evening. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. There's been a 38% increase in accommodation fraud. Gardaí and Donegal are continuing to warn students to be vigilant when they're on the hunt for accommodation ahead of the new college term. Around €2 million has been lost in accommodation fraud incidents over the past 5 years. Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant Paul Wallace has this advice for students.
Do your research, use the recognised letting agencies, talk to your college or your students' union who will guide you there, and be careful of cloned websites, ensure they're real, check the URL and that sort of thing. Know your rights, and if you decide then to take up the accommodation, use only trusted money transfer systems like PayPal or something like that. We would recommend that you use a credit card where possible because there's protections within that. Never agree to rent a property without having an opportunity to use it. Checking that the keys work, that you have proper details. The RTB, the Residential Tenancies Board, are people who provide backup here. And again, as I said, looking for the exact address.
Mackerel scanners are to be installed in processing plants in Killybegs as part of an international scientific initiative. Vital information will be gathered, which BIM say will help inform the management of Northeast Atlantic mackerel. With more detail, here's Ellen Butler.
BIM is working in collaboration with the Marine Institute and pelagic fishers and processors to install mackerel scanners in processing plants in Killybegs. Two tagging units installed in Killybegs at the end of last year are already capturing important data. Dr. Andrew Campbell, pelagic fisheries team lead, Marine Institute, says in total 66 tagged fish have been detected to date, and he's hopeful that more valuable tag return data will be generated from the Irish mackerel fishery as more scanning units are installed. Mackerel's worth to Ireland was valued at €95 million in 2022.
The public service must take on 750 apprentices every year by 2025 under new plans unveiled by government today. The public service apprenticeship plan will be jointly overseen by the Departments of Further Education and Higher Education and Public Expenditure. It's part of an overall plan that will see 10,000 new apprentices in the country annually by 2025. Further Education Minister Simon Harris says they want to open the door to a public service job to more people in areas where there is specific need.
We're committing to seeing the first intake of digital marketing and media apprentices, the first intake of apprentices on the Executive Officer Generalist programme into the civil service, developing a planning technician programme, we know there are skills shortages there, developing a new healthcare assistant programme for the HSE, a junior investigator programme in GSOC. So trying to look at areas where there might be skills gaps.
People are being urged. People are being urged to celebrate Donegal's heritage during Heritage Week, which continues until this coming Sunday. Donegal's heritage officer says it's not a lifeless relic of history. Heritage is a visible expression of the county's history and culture. Joe Gallagher says our heritage is an indication of where we've come from, and it's incumbent on everyone to ensure that it's preserved and passed on to future generations.
The focus this year is on living heritage, and it's the traditions, it's the practices that have been handed down from one generation to the next. So it's very much an idea of this idea that heritage is all around us. So it's not just to do with the past. Of course, the past is important in terms of informing our heritage, but our heritage really is very often kind of a visible expression of our history and our culture. So again, it's kind of what we're doing at the present time to conserve that and to hand it on to future generations, because we're custodians ourselves. So it's really important that we play our part in terms of handing on those traditions and handing on the story of Donegal and the story of people of Donegal to future generations as well.
And presumably, like the history of Donegal, like the story of Donegal, the heritage of Donegal is also evolving. It's not something that's packaged and put in a box to be looked at. It's something that's going to be lived and something that's going to evolve and change over generations.
Oh, it is. And again, it's very broad. It covers sort of the natural heritage, the built heritage and cultural heritage. So, you know, it's very, you know, it covers things like flora and fauna and wildlife habitats. It covers archaeological sites. It covers historic buildings. It covers landscapes. So it's really important, you know, that it's conserved and that it's managed properly as well. So we all have a responsibility in that.
Heritage.ie is the website. People can go there to find out what's happening over the coming days.
There's a full programme, like I said, throughout the county, and there's lots of great heritage organisations and groups, community groups and individuals who are really kind of promoting their local heritage. So, you know, do get involved, whatever aspect of heritage that you're interested in, there's something there for everyone.
And that was Donegal's heritage officer, Joe Gallagher, there. A leading expert says it's worrying the ease at which counterfeit medicines are available online. It's feared it could lead to an escalation of addiction issues in the country. Nearly 1 million dosage units of falsified or other illegal medicines were detected last year by the Health Product Regulatory Authority. Head of Addiction Services at St John of God Hospital, Professor Colin O'Gara, however, believes Ireland should not end up with the opioid problem that's currently devastating communities in the USA.
With regards to this country and the question around are we facing that, thankfully we're not. Certainly as these routes like the postal and internet routes become more sophisticated, you would worry, definitely.
And finally, living at home into your late 20s does take its toll, according to a Dubliner who is doing just that. Eurostat figures show the number of Irish people aged 25 to 29 living at home has almost doubled in 10 years. Dan lives at home with his parents and two younger siblings. He says it's far from the ideal living situation.
I'm lucky that I get on very well with my family. My parents are very supportive of everything I can and can't do. I have two siblings living at home, both of which are in their early 20s. I'm lucky that I get on with them. So while I am in a fortunate position in that regard, the effect it does take the older I get on, you know, my self-confidence, my freedom in terms of kind of aspects of my social life, my professional life, it does take its toll on you.
Weather forecast and Metair and tell us it'll be mainly dry with clear spells apart from a few isolated showers this evening. Some patches of mist and fog will form overnight in calm conditions. Lowest overnight temperatures 9 to 11 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow Wednesday, any mist or fog patches will clear, giving a mainly dry day with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. Some showers possible mainly in north and northwestern coastal parts. Top temperatures tomorrow 18 to 21 degrees Celsius. Main stories, a commemoration has taken place this afternoon to mark the 25th anniversary of the Omagh bombing. 29 people were killed and 220 others injured when a car bomb detonated in the town at 10 past 3 on August 15th, 1998. One of those killed was a mother pregnant with unborn twins. Relatives of the victims laid flowers at the site of the blast in the town centre this afternoon. Three of those who were killed were schoolboys from Buncrana. They had travelled to Tyrone with a number of Spanish students and leaders who were on a language exchange programme in the town. Two of the Spanish contingent also lost their lives. The National Novena at Knock has been told that a tsunami hit Cresla on October 7th last year, but the community has been lifted by a tidal wave of support. The Novena was opened by Father John Joe Duffy, who said it was a day that will never be forgotten. Gardaí are appealing to people on Donegal's coast and islands to be on the alert for unusual activities. They say there is real evidence that the Donegal coast is being used for drug importation. €4 million worth of drugs was washed up on two beaches in the county last month. Gardaí believe more may be out there. And it's been confirmed today that 18,950 children in County Donegal will benefit from free school books, workbooks and copy books from this September under an initiative introduced earlier this year by Minister Norma Foley. €1.8 million has been set aside for the scheme in the county. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 15th of August. The death has taken place of Rita Doherty, MJ, Clunchia, Clonmany. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Family, close friends and neighbours welcome. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Anne Mongan, 25, Cashel Park, Lisnennan, Letterkenny. Her remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, where you may pay your respects tomorrow from 4:30 until 6:30. Removal afterwards to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, arriving at 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Patrick Mallon, 17, Onstruhan, Rimelton, Coventry, England, and the Moy, County Tyrone. Pat's remains are reposing at his residence in Rimelton. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Rimelton at 2:30, followed by interment in Tully Cemetery. House private pleas to family before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For more details, including any family arrangements for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.